Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me this morning from the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, I've got Ryan Murray. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to get you into the studios. It's always a really good opportunity to get to find out what is going on with the Chamber of Commerce. I always talk about and let the community know when you guys are holding your luncheons and for members and non-members. But you guys, when people come in, they kind of give me a little bit of additional information on the inside works of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, sure. So let's go ahead and we'll start with that announcement on the luncheon. The luncheon is happening Thursday, the 15th. So that's coming right up on us. It's one of our networking luncheons. So we've started doing this. Now, here's one of the funny things that happens is in this community, it's a small, close-knit community, and everyone feels like, you know, I already know everybody. But it's amazing when we do these networking luncheons, everyone walks away and there's like, oh my goodness, I met someone new. I didn't think that was going to happen. Or I learned something about someone's business that actually is going to help my business. So you get a lot out of networking and it's kind of a little bit of a deep dive. So that's going to be happening. And with that luncheon, just a little shout out. We've got, we're going to do a business spotlight on AJB Broadcasting and then Willis Works Studio. We also have our community spotlight of Kiwanis Club. So some good things happening there. But in addition to that, I'll tell you what. The Chamber, we've been really active. We've had a lot of things going on, and we're kind of excited to share some of those things going on. I think what I'd like to really kind of kick it off with this interview is we're doing something a little bit new, a little bit, I'm going to call it updated, is a snapshot passport. Now, in the past, many of you have been familiar with the directory, and we've actually moved our directory online. And so if you haven't taken advantage of getting your directory listing online, go ahead and get that taken care of, because I'll tell you what, it helps you be found not only locally, but just on the internet in general. So when people are looking for things to do in the area, if they're visiting from out of town, that's going to be one of the resources that they're going to check out. So you want to make sure that that happens. So we've moved away from this traditional directory and moved to the online directory. But at the same time, there's a lot of value in having, you know, something a little bit more tangible that, you know, our members can benefit from. So we're going to do what we're calling the passport. And what it is it's an opportunity for the businesses to engage people coming to the area. And whether that's people who live here locally or whether that's people who are coming and visiting, they can engage in this passport. And you know, so the businesses, they provide an activity, people stamp the passport. It's an opportunity for the people to come into their business. And so you get a little bit more foot traffic. We've modeled this after some other chambers that have been doing this. There are some chambers up in the Uinta Basin that have been doing this. They've had huge success. Their businesses love it. They find that it's an engaging way to get people involved. And so we're really excited. If you need more information about that, you can contact either of our directors, Jamil or Desiree, or you can also get on our website and find out more information there.
I love that, because when the trip is all said and done, let's say a tourist family comes into our community, they get this passport, they go and check out all of these different locations and businesses, they have this little passport to take with them, and that's something that they'll always have. It's really great.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun for the whole family. So, you know, it gets a little bit of buzz. It gets a little bit of excitement. And I'll tell you what, I don't think that people realize how much the tourism is starting to pick up, even in our area. You know, people, they think about Moab, and yeah, Moab's getting pretty crazy. But I'll tell you what, people are starting to visit our area. It's a little bit undiscovered, and they're coming here, and they're seeing some of the gems that we have. We're getting that bump in tourism. And so now we feel like this is a great opportunity to just capitalize on that and, you know, have a little bit of fun.
Exactly. I completely agree. And I think when you were talking about the networking luncheon that is coming up on the 15th, do not miss this. It will be hosted over at the Ascension St. Matthew Church, located at 522 Homestead Boulevard. Catering will be provided by Grogs. And if you are not a chamber member, it's only $20. And it's a really great opportunity, especially for business owners in our community. If there is a business in our community that is not a chamber member, I think it's a really great benefit for them to become a member.
It is. So let me just kind of share some of the benefits that you receive as becoming a chamber member. Because we get asked this all the time. People are like, you know, why should I join the chamber? You know, is it really going to help my business? And I can tell you that we have testimonial after testimonial of chamber members that are like, hey, you know what? when I joined the chamber, I didn't know what to expect. And now, you know, I'm seeing all these benefits. One of in particular that I think is worth mentioning is we do member-to-member benefits. And this is an opportunity for members to offer, you know, discounts or incentives to other chamber members. And so it kind of becomes a collaborative effort amongst chamber members. And so there's a lot of benefit there. You can get discounts. There's trainings. See, this is another thing that I don't think people, they realize that they can get as much of this through the chamber as is offered. There's some amazing training opportunities. We've got an expert coming in who's going to do some email marketing training. That's going to be coming up in about the next month. And that one is only for chamber members. And so, the regular price on this training is going to be, it's a couple hundred dollars. Chamber members are getting it. I believe it's around $25. And so, wow. You know, you can get some amazing training, some amazing discounts. And, you know, let's not forget that we still do a lot of those things that people have loved that we've done for years. You know, heading out to Tabaputs. What a fun activity, you know, getting involved in the local community, the fundraising opportunities, just the service opportunities. So there's really a lot of the good traditional things that the chamber has been known for and recognized for, as well as some new things that are coming up.
Right. So if you just kind of want to get a sneak peek at what it is that the Chamber of Commerce is able to accommodate for your business, if you are not a member, you are still encouraged to attend this luncheon again on the 15th at the Ascension St. Matthew Church. It kicks off at noon. And of course, if you are a chamber member, it's only $14. Ryan, is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
You know, I would just say that if you haven't gotten a chance to get involved with the chamber, talk to any number of our chamber members. You've got there's the board members that you can reach out to, find some information. You know, talk to the people who are actually engaged and involved. Find out what they're doing. You know, what they're involved with. I'll tell you, before I got involved with the chamber, I didn't know as much of what was going on in the community. As soon as I got involved in the chamber, it was amazing how much more informed I was.
Right.
And I think that that's really important, knowing the events that are happening, knowing the issues that are taking place. You know, the chamber, it really is, you know, it's a voice of that collective body of businesses. And
right.
So a lot of benefits, a lot of things. I feel like I could just go on and on and on. But I think one of the best things for people to do is just to come check out the chamber, talk to Jamil, talk to Desiree, talk to any of our board members. You know, contact us directly. We'd love to hear from you. And yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. So make sure to head on out. If you have any questions at all, you can find more on this Castle Country Focus by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. Again, that's Ryan Murray with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce.